Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Kylie was rinsing the last pot. She placed it in the dish drainer and flipped the disposal switch. Instantly, the dinner scraps disappeared from the sink, but a sudden clanging sound made her think a spoon had fallen in too. Reaching for the switch, she glanced at her hand in horror.
Oh no!
Her mom quickly appeared.
What's wrong, Kylie?
I forgot to take Sarah's ring off before I washed the dishes.
On the bus yesterday morning, Sarah had shown off her new sapphire ring, and Kylie fell instantly in love with it. All day, she eyed the ring. On the bus ride home, she begged,
"Let's trade. Here's my favorite bracelet. We could switch back first thing Monday morning."
Then handed it over.
I guess it will be all right. Just be careful with it, okay?
Kylie groaned.
Ugh! I've lost it! Oh, what am I gonna do?
Maybe our neighbor Charlie could find it.
Oh yeah! Let's go get him!
Soon Charlie was peering into the sink.
Aha! Is this it?
Kylie saw a tiny golden object in his fingers. She lunged for the ring.
Yes, yes, that's it!
But her joy quickly faded. The ring was badly damaged. After Charlie left, Kylie asked her mom with pleading eyes,
"Do you think we could have it repaired?"
"Well, it'll have to be repaired sometime, so I guess it won't hurt for us to go and do it now."
"Thanks, Mom."
At the jeweler's that afternoon, the technician leaned across the counter with Sarah's ring on his fingertip.
"I'm afraid I wasn't able to do anything about this."
He pointed to a tiny flaw at the bottom. Kylie shrugged it off.
"That's okay."
She was sure Sarah would never notice, and she would never have to tell her. During Sunday school the next day, Kylie's teacher talked about the six things God hates and asked everyone to find Proverbs 6:16 through 19. But when Kylie found the passage, her eyes kept going back to the phrases, "a lying tongue and a false witness who pours out lies." Feeling her cheeks flush, Kylie reminded herself,
"I'm not telling a lie. I'm just going to leave out one tiny detail."
Monday morning, Kylie slipped Sarah's ring on her finger and hurried to the school bus. Her heart pounded as she got on. When she sat down, she quickly returned the ring to Sarah, who slid it on without looking at it. Kylie breathed a sigh of relief and fastened her bracelet. But the next morning on the bus, Sarah's face was gloomy.
"What's wrong, Sarah?"
"Last night, my little sister was playing dress up. She asked to borrow my ring, and I let her. When she returned it, I found a chip in it."
"Wow, was it a big chip?"
"No, I probably wouldn't have noticed it if I hadn't checked it closely. The problem is, Alex said she didn't do it. The ring didn't have a chip in it before. I guess she's just too young for real jewelry."
Kylie felt like she had been punched in the stomach. She thought to herself,
"I'm 11, yet a 5-year-old told the truth and I was too scared."
By the time school was over, she knew what she had to do. After school, Kylie dashed into the kitchen.
"I told Sarah, Mom. She was upset at first, but then she forgave me."
"Remember, tell the truth even when it's hard."
"Oh, thanks, Mom."
"No problem. I'm always here to help."
Kylie now understood that lying is wrong and it can hurt other people when we lie. This week, will you do your best to tell the truth? If you have believed in Jesus as your Savior, you can ask Him for help to tell the truth and do what's right.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. To hear this week's episode again or to find out more about Good News Radio, text CEF to 855-592-5536 or visit walkfm.org. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio.